This is Penn Jillette, Free FM, CBS Radio. Across from me wearing headsets, Michael Goudeau. And this is the Penn Jillette Radio Show. And the phone number here is 866-570-PEN, 7366. If you got something to say, 866-570-PEN, that's 7366. If you don't have letters on your phone, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. Goudeau was sifting through the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails that we got, and he'll be looking at the ones that come in right now first. You do that during the show.
I do, yeah.
And I want to talk about this story it's from the LA Times. The headline is, this is by Maura Dolan. Woman's crusade against Barr spawns free speech case. And this is a complicated, very complicated freedom of speech case. But because we're obsessed with freedom of speech, I think we should deal with it, even though it's complicated. We're talking about this this woman. She's a Christian evangelist in Newport Beach, California. And her name is Ann Lehman. Now, Ann Lehman is 58 years old, and she says she doesn't care at all about free speech or the constitutional question. The question is, when may government prevent speech before it has occurred? Now, remember, this is the publishing of the Pentagon Papers. This is the Nazi march in Skokie, Illinois. Now, Lehman just wants to tell people that she believes her nemesis, which is the Village Inn on Balboa Island, is mafia, as are her former husband and the guards of the local church and the police. They're all in cahoots. And that she wonders aloud, why would anyone accuse an innocent Christian woman of lying? Now, she also says that the bar, that's what she calls the Village Inn, has tried to murder her. Now, she owns a cottage that's right next to the restaurant, but she doesn't live there. She rents it out, and in the front she has the Statue of Liberty, which is holding a Bible, her Statue of Liberty, and a big In God We Trust. She is a nut, an absolute full-blown, no-kidding-around nut. And everybody agrees on that, including perhaps her, you know. there is a subset of nut, which I'm part of, that knows that they're a nut. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I go on television shows and they ask me my opinion and I tell my opinion honestly, you know, and I really mean it, but I know it's the nut opinion. Like I'll go on Bill Maher and you look around you, you know, if you watch Bill Maher's show, there's always a nut on the panel. And when I look around, I see that the other people on the panel, none of them are nuts. So I know that I'm the
nut. You're clear, it's you.
Yeah, very clear. Like if you sit down at a poker table and you don't know who the fish is,
yeah.
You're the fish. If you sit down on Politically Incorrect or Real Time, you don't know who the nut is, you're the nut. You're the one that's going to say stuff. People are going to go, oh, Jesus Christ.
Why?
What's wrong with him? What is wrong with him? Now, this nut. Now, this is where you might at first be surprised by my position, because this gets very complicated. This game theory is very complicated because it's the nut position on supporting the nut by the nut. Very hard. But I think we all know that I'm an atheist. Have I said that before in the air?
I think so.
I'm coming out of the closet anyway. I'm an atheist. And so you'd think that I would be against the Christian here in this case, who's Lehman. And also, I'm a non-drinker. So, you know, you'd think I mean maybe against
might
the bar.
Against the bar, yeah, sure.
But, you know, I'm also in favor of all sorts of freedom. So, okay. After a trial, a judge ordered Lehman to stop videotaping the customers and barred her from telling anyone that the bar, here's a list of things, makes sex videos, dabbles in child pornography, distributes illegal drugs, encourages lesbian activities, has mafia links, is a whorehouse, or sells tainted food. All false statements, the court said, that Lehman had made. She appealed the order before it could be enforced. So now, she has been told that she's not allowed.
So she's standing out in front of this bar.
Yeah.
And people are coming in, and she says, you know, it's a whorehouse, and the food is bad, and they're mafia, and there's rats.
And they've tried to kill me.
And they've tried to kill me. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, courts around the country have disagreed over whether such prior restraint orders and defamation cases are constitutional. And cases involving them are multiplying as people sue to stop alleged defamation on the Internet. There's a thing I was looking at today where Paris Hilton is trying to sue to take down pictures of her. Now, I, of course, went and saw the pictures of her.
Yeah, that's the first and foremost effect of that lawsuit.
Yeah. But,
hey, we better see those.
But see, that is that Paris Hilton is trying to do it after they're up. They've put up this personal information on her. She wants it down. The question would be, can you do prior restraint? Can you stop people from giving information out before they give it? Now, there
she's already doing it. We already have the list of things that she has said. So should she be allowed to stand out there and do that again?
Yeah. Well, why aren't they suing her for what she's already said? That's the problem with this. And the answer comes back because the bar owner, who is this kind of quiet, pleasant guy, just wants her to go away.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to sue her, doesn't want to take her money, doesn't want to have any trouble. He thinks
she's a crazy old lady.
Yeah,
and has decided that he does not want to sue her.
We're going to have words over this. She's 58 years old.
Okay.
So she's a crazy old lady.
Yeah.
I'm a crazy old man.
Okay, yeah. And your point is?
The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld prior restraint in cases of national security and obscenity, but not in a defamation complaint. When it took up the question in a case brought by the late attorney Johnny Cochran against a picket, the high court said only that the order against the picket was unconstitutionally broad. So they never dealt with it there. Duke University constitutional law professor Chemerinsky is paying his own way to California, okay, from Duke University. That's a plane ticket. And working free of charge to tell the California Supreme Court today that the order violates Lehman's right to free speech. If Lehman loses, such court orders might become a regular remedy in defamation cases. This is the important thing, okay? Now, if they are stopping her from saying stuff before she says it, that sets a precedent.
Right.
And maybe someone will come along who's not a nut.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe this bar really is making sex videos, dabbling in kiddie porn, distributing illegal drugs, encouraging lesbian activities. Maybe they have mafia links, they're a whorehouse, and they sell tainted food full of rats. Maybe some of that's true. If you stop her beforehand, the people don't get a right to decide. J. Scott Russo, who will represent the Village Inn at the hearing, that's the bar, said the order was Toll's only way to stop Lehman from hurting his business. He said that Toll did not ask for damages because it's impossible to specify how much money Lehman had cost him. So he has to say that his business is going down a little bit, right?
Right.
And then he has to say how much that little bit is, and he has to prove it, and then he has to do damages against her. But she is someone, usually nuts have no money at all. Many nuts have no money.
She owns this house.
She owns the house that she's renting out. She lives a ways away. Okay.
So she has commutes every day to go there.
She commutes to annoy them. And this is a quote from Russo. It's ridiculous that someone can stand in front of a restaurant and tell patrons that the food makes you sick, they sell drugs and have prostitution, and a court would have its hands tied and could not say stop. That's the whole issue. Balboa Island is a densely packed maze of mostly small but expensive homes, some of which are adjacent to stores and restaurants. The Newport Beach Island's reputation for rowdy nightlife has given way to sedate atmosphere as rising home prices have turned vacation rentals into year-round homes. The bar has been on Marine Avenue since the 1930s, and regulars reportedly have included James Cagney, Humphrey Bogart, Bing Crosby. That all proves mafia connections and lesbian activities to me. That just proves it outright.
So should they be allowed to stop this woman from standing out there if they know that she's going to show up and shout these things? Should they stop her before she does it?
Yeah, can they do prior restraint? 866. Let me just get the phone number out.
This is so important.
866. 570-PEN, P-E-N-N. That's 7366. 866-570-PEN, 7366. PenRadio@gmail.com, PenRadio.com. What were you going to say?
Is there some reason they don't just videotape her doing this and then arrest her? Why not let her get out there one afternoon and say...
Well, no, you can't. See, that's backwards.
No, I understand except that then she will have committed the crime.
Right. Yeah, well, she's already videotaping everybody that goes in and out of the place.
Well, let's videotape her, too.
Let's videotape everybody. Let's get Michael Richards in there. Lehman, who owns a two-unit cottage, a narrow alley away from the restaurant, began pestering Toll's employees and patrons, calling them whores and Satan, videotaping departing customers walking to their cars and taking flash photographs through the restaurant's windows. Flash photographs through windows do not work. She's got a lot of photos of herself holding a camera. That's what she, basic optics will tell you. She's taking a lot of photos of herself holding a camera. Later, she helped organize a campaign to stop the city from granting the bar's approval, but she lost. Now, here we go.
This is 1930s. What do you mean the bar's approval?
Well, I don't know.
She's got a time machine. Apparently a real nut.
A burly, reserved man who prefers to work in the kitchen rather than the front of house, Toll, said there was no way he would have bought Village Inn if he'd warned about Lehman. That's a pretty heavy statement.
Yeah.
That's a pretty heavy statement. He would not have bought the goddamn bar if he knew there was a nut next door. That's a powerful nut. She once parked in front of his restaurant and blasted the horn for 30 minutes nonstop. That's annoying. On another evening, he watched passersby scan his restaurant, his window menu, and flee after Lehman told them the food was poisonous and the place was filled with rats. I decided something had to be done, said Toll, seated in seated in a mostly deserted dining room on a Sunday night. So he's getting like royally screwed. Now, yeah. All your heart goes definitely with Toll. You're totally for him. But can it be inquiries? I'm going to finally get some of these calls. Call in 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. We'll get to your call. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. It's a more complicated issue than it may seem on the face. Can you do prior restraint is the question, and Mickey has a comment on that. Hey, Mickey, what's up, man?
Hi, such a fan. How are you?
I just said what's up, man, and it sounds like you have a woman's voice, so I apologize.
I am a woman.
Hello, Mickey.
Last time I checked.
And when was the last time you checked, Mickey?
Well, I'm hugging myself right now.
Okay.
Well, I believe that the issue with this particular case is that it seems like she's been harassing the establishment, and that's bad for business, it seems.
Very bad for business.
But, you know, I wouldn't go so far to bar anyone from being able to make that kind of accusation without it being investigated. I believe people do have a right, but I believe that there's certainly a limitation in how far someone can go, because I believe that she just has some sort of Christian kind of outrage, you know, dead set against this establishment. And now that she said the accusation has been investigated and they found it to be untrue, that, you know, you have to let it go.
Right.
You have to get another hobby.
Find a new bar.
Find a new bar to harass. Yeah, the only issue on this, really, is whether they can stop her ahead of time. So this is what happened. Although Lehman continues to deny most of the allegation, the trial judge found otherwise. A court of appeal later struck down much of his order on First Amendment grounds, including the part that blocked her from disparaging the bar. The court left in place a prohibition against videotaping within 25 feet of the bar. So now she cannot videotape within 25 feet. Yeah.
But, you know, she could stand 26 feet away and then just use a zoom lens if she really wanted to go so far.
Well, you have a lot of experience, obviously, with crazy people, because the 26-foot figure is exactly the figure that popped into my head as how far I would stand away from the bar with a videotape camera. This is a great quote from Lehman, just so you know how crazy she is. All you need to win in court are two liars, one to back up the other against the nice, innocent Christian woman, said Lehman, who wears her blonde hair in a page boy with bangs. Now, I don't know why that's part of the story, but I think it's pretty hot, a page boy with bangs. Is your hair a page boy with bangs?
Well, I think that all she needs is like a yardstick, and she needs to have somebody tape her so that she's officially 26 feet away.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Lehman talks at breakneck speed and sometimes bursts into religious hymns or dances to the ring of her cell phone. You should write this down, she repeatedly tells a reporter.
You like that? That they should just charge tickets, you know, to
onward,
so that they could be
Christian soldiers. Yeah, something like that. Okay, Mickey, well, I'm glad to know that you still know you're a woman. Thanks for your point. We're just talking about prior restraint. 26 feet. That's what Mickey says. Let's take another call if we can get through some of these. Thank you so much, Mickey. Thanks. Let's talk to Mike. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, Ben?
Never been better, boss. How are you?
Good, good. I was calling in to say that this guy that was this bar, you know, she does. I think she does have the right to say what she wants to say, mm-hmm. and I don't think the courts have the right to stop that. But I think this guy is going about the situation in the wrong way. You know, he's already has national coverage. I mean, you guys are on nationally. I'm sure other news and media outlets are covering the situation.
It's certainly true that Penn and Godot seem to get stories weeks before other people pick. You watch this. This will be all over CNN and stuff in like a week. Because we had the gay Rams. We had the 17-year-old in prison. We had PETA stuff.
Animals.
We're always ahead. So get used to this. This will be on CNN and Fox in no time. But go ahead. It's going to get national exposure. It already is right now as we speak. Yeah?
So why doesn't he use that as a, use her as like a mascot to bring in more business, you know? He advertised that this crazy lady's going to be outside taping you. And, you know, I mean, that's what I would identify in the place. But I guess I'm that kind of person that would take this kind of exposure and use it to my benefit instead of...
You know, turn it to your plus. Put a big sign.
It's like El Pollo Loco. It's
yeah.
Exactly. You can use the same name.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can put a big sign that say, encourage lesbianism, illicit drugs, find out
exactly.
For yourself on the inside. It's
exactly.
All on the inside.
Come
it's all on.
Our short rat pie, stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
poison food. Bring your enemies.
Giant rats.
She certainly does have the right to say what she wants to say. I don't think the courts have the right to take that away from us. I mean, that's our rights as Americans, to say what we want to say when we want to say it. And I don't think anybody has the right to take that away from us.
Oh, cool. Thank you so much. I love that our listeners are coming down on the side of the nut. It seems like you can't be enough of a nut to turn off our listeners. I get a few more things about her. Her Balboa Island home, which she bought in 1989 and now rents out, has a colorful front garden of full flowers and a replica of the Statue of Liberty holding a Bible. The garden also contains a large stone Bible with Christian verses and a small lighthouse with the words, "The Lord is our light." Little booklets about Christianity titled "Smile, Jesus Loves You" are there for passersby to pick up. Now,
and she says she's not for free speech.
On the front of the cottage hangs a large silver circle emblazoned with an eagle and the words, "In God We Trust." Since she put it up after hearing that civil libertarians oppose the mention of God on money. I decided I'm going to make that a Christian heritage house for you, my lord, she said. Who'd she say that to?
It wasn't either of us, I don't think.
I guess she said it to the reporter. She refers to the reporter as my lord.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she thinks she's doing, a renaissance.
I have said it
festival.
This way, my liege.
During a recent conversation, she suggested she pose for fun in a plastic crown with a torch she retrieved from the cottage basement. So adorned, she put her arm around her front yard Statue of Liberty and belted out religious hymns as people walked by and stared. We got to get our asses to Newport Beach. We've got to go to this bar and have their tainted food and their giant rats. And then this is another quote. My favorite quote of hers, of all my quotes, is, quote, "I don't want free speech." That is the coolest thing for a
and we're
Street.
Defending her.
We're defending her.
We're
going to
give her free speech no matter what she says.
Let's talk to...
take a break.
We got a bunch of calls here. We're going to get to those calls later. There's still a couple lines open. 866-570-PEN, 7366, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. We'll be back taking your calls. This is Michael Godot sitting across from me. My name is Penn Jillette on CBS Radio Free FM. Yeah, Penn Jillette here, Free FM, CBS Radio, 866-570-PEN, that's 7366, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. Sitting across me, the lovely and talented Michael Godot.
Thank you, sir.
With a headset. And we're talking about Ann Lehman. Ann Lehman is a Christian nut, and she is railing against a bar in her neighborhood in Newport Beach, Balboa Island. She says that they do kiddie porn, that they encourage lesbianism. They have tainted food full of rats, and that there's prostitution involved.
And that they're part of the mob, which, as some of our emailers have pointed out, is clearly not true, since she's still there making that claim.
Yeah, I guess there's that. Said she's got her Christian heritage house. Now, what I'm wondering about here that isn't touched upon this is she rents out this home next to there,
mm-hmm.
and she has all this Christian stuff. If you're renting a house, do you have to have Christian crap in your front yard?
Probably part of the lease.
Part of the lease.
You have to make sure this little booklet thing is full all the time.
And you will pay on the first of the month, and you will have Christian crap in your front lawn. And we've had people writing in. Now, you know, Audrey, who runs the Penn & Teller site, mm-hmm. you know, Audrey, our good friend Audrey, she says that people have been writing in to her, the Penn & Teller site, and saying that on the radio show, we get calls from the same people over and over again, and that we get emails from the same people. And someone has been complaining about that. There's an easy way to solve that. We get people writing in and calling in because people tend to write in and call in. If you're the kind of person that calls our show, you're the kind of person that calls our show. So if the people listening think it's the same people too much, there's an easy solution to that. Just call in. We'll take calls from other people. They also said that they think that some of the women who call up with sexual comments are just making stuff up.
It's your wife. So, someone pointed out today, Natasha backwards is Satan.
Ah, Satan. And we are a three Natasha show.
Three Satan show.
Three Satan show. Natasha back. Natasha must know that it backwards it's Satan.
She must know that.
She must know that.
She must know that.
We
have an email here that says the First Amendment protects free speech but not outright lies.
Right.
Could the owner just sue her for slander?
Yes, but after the case. This is all about just prior restraint. We have our friend.
I don't know that we're prior, though. I think we're mid-restraint. I think she's already done these horrible things. We have a list of things. And they're saying,
my whole question is, why didn't they sue her already? Why have they already taken that little Christian cottage away from
her? Because they have rats, prostitutes, it's an admission of guilt.
Our friend Amy writes in, they're going about it all wrong. Make friends with a nut. Offer to give her a tour of the place. Let her see that nothing untoward is going on. A free dinner wouldn't hurt either. A cheap picture of Jesus in the kitchen. Is there any other picture of Jesus? A cheap picture of Jesus. Is there any picture? I guess some of the stuff from the 17th century and stuff.
Sure.
It's probably expensive. But for the most part,
probably not inexpensive.
You're right. A cheap picture of Jesus in the kitchen and a plaster Mary on the half shell out front ought to finish things off and keep her quiet. So they're saying, Amy's saying placate her by lying.
Well, someone else has another fine idea, which is to hire someone to stand out front and heckle back and turn it into a show. Put out a little guitar case, make a little change on the side.
I was going to ask the question, who is crazy enough to stand out there and yell to a nut? And I know the answer to that, but he already has a radio show, and he has to do the Penn & Teller show every evening at the Rio. So I have a good time. I would love nothing more. There's nothing more that I love than talking to a nut. And speaking of which, let's talk to Holly. Hello, Holly. This is Penn. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I want to tell you a couple things. First of all, I've never called you before.
Good.
And secondly, all of my sex stories are true.
Okay.
But that's not why I'm calling. I'm actually calling to make a point. Your whole main point was, should the government prevent people from doing something before they do it,
exactly.
i.e., her speaking before she does?
Yeah.
The answer to that is the government already does. Most of our crimes, attempted crimes, are you're being convicted for doing something that you haven't actually done, such as robbing a bank. If I go out and buy a screwdriver, although I haven't robbed a bank yet, I can be arrested, tried, and convicted for attempted robbery.
Not if you buy a screwdriver.
Well, you have to commit some act in furtherance of what you might be doing later.
Right. You're certainly not busted for every crime you've done, but I don't think there's a case. I mean, attempted robbery means you actually have to be there doing it. You cannot be...
Well, it means you didn't succeed.
I'm a lawyer, actually, but no. But
you are a lawyer?
Yes.
Okay, well then lay it on me. You know more about it than I do. Explain to us prior restraint and why it doesn't apply in this case.
Why it does or does not?
Does not.
I don't come out on the side of the nut in this particular case, as liberal as they are, because we have time, place, and manner restrictions on free speech. I think she should be allowed to say she hates the food as much as she wants.
Uh-huh.
but the things that she's saying don't have anything to do with the quality of the food. It has to do with a verifiable fact that isn't necessarily true. God, I sound like a lawyer now.
I know. We like that. We like
you know,
that. If you're
right,
not willing to tell us sex stories, you got to sound like a lawyer. Those are your two choices. In terms of time and place, that's the restrictions we're putting on you, Holly.
She is not saying things that are opinion. She is saying things that she believes to be fact. If she says the place is full of rats, we can verify or not verify that.
Right, exactly. But the question is, why wouldn't we were asking wanted a lawyer to answer this? Why wouldn't the case just have been on the things that she had said instead of stopping her from saying things in the future? Couldn't you make her life miserable enough that she wouldn't want to say anymore? Isn't that the way we solve this question?
No, because a judgment's not worth the paper it's printed on. That's all it is a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. But if I get an injunction, I can then enforce it to the point where she can be jailed. We don't necessarily have debtor prison, but we have contempt of court prison. So if I get an order from the judge saying, you can't do this again, because there's no remedy for me if she does it, I can't sue her for what, her house?
She
doesn't have any money. It's probably more
than she does have money. That's a big, important point in this case that confuses me so much. This is not a penniless nut. She lives like an hour away, and this is rental property that she is getting. So she clearly, if it's rental property, it's a two-unit place on Balboa Island at Newport Beach.
In an expensive area.
There's some coin coming in. So why can't they just sue her for that? Isn't there a point when she then becomes a destitute nut, and then we take the next step?
Well, I guess it, from a personal satisfaction level, and also people are more, especially if she's rich, she'd be more afraid of going to jail than she would paying a ticket. And I can send her to jail if she violates a court order that says she can't say that and can't do that.
And you think that court order is because we know what she's going to do is going to be a crime, and therefore we stop her ahead of time?
It depends on how it's worded, but that's correct. You could word a court order to say you cannot say certain things that she has already said in the future.
But why isn't the word again there? Why isn't it a cease and desist instead of a prior restraint?
Well, it depends, because it's a violin instead of a fiddle. It's the same thing.
Okay. Boy, you got me on that one.
Man.
Have you used violin or fiddle in court?
Well, no, there's a funny joke about that the pawn shop guy just goes to his friend who runs a pawn shop and says, what's the difference between a violin and a fiddle? And he says, well, if I'm buying it from you, it's a fiddle, but if I'm selling it to you, it's a violin.
Well, there you go. It says, Lehman's lawyer points out that she made many of the disputed statements as part of her campaign against the bar's expanded license, a matter of widespread public interest. She gathered about 400 signatures from the islands, 1,200 residents, to oppose the permit, but the bar won. And she's claiming there's attempts on her life. She's claiming all of that. How do we have a system that can stop people from saying things that aren't true in advance and still allow people who might be saying things that the government doesn't want to be true but may be? How do you separate this from the Pentagon Papers?
That's definitely a more difficult question. But in this particular case, this man is not a governmental figure. He's a restaurant owner.
Right.
So I think there's a substantial difference between the parties.
And he's also burly, which puts us on his side quite a bit.
That could be. But I think in this case, it's not a criticism of a government policy or a government politic or political figure. It's of a private person. Although he runs a public establishment, it's not a governmental institution.
Right. But you're still using the government to silence someone before they've said something. And that's the part of it that troubles me.
Well, I guess the question is, has it been before? Because my understanding is these are things that she has said, not things that she
doesn't.
Yeah,
well, what my whole question about this whole issue is, why aren't they going after what she's already said and take care of it that way? Except that I guess the law means nothing to her, you know? Lehman pops in a videotape into her VCR to show scenes of crowds of young adults in the early morning hours outside the bar several years ago. A young woman in the crowd wore a halter top. Look at how she dresses, Lehman gasps. But even her friends say, the nicest thing they say about her, she's a cross between Florence Nightingale, Joan of Arc, and Aaron Brockovich.
Well, I've got an idea. Why don't you send her free tickets to your show so she can really see what what Randy America is about in Vegas.
Okay, okay. Now you're hitting too close to home here. Except that in our show we do encourage lesbianism and we do have rats. So those seem to be true. Thanks a lot, Holly, for trying to set us straight on this. It's very, very confusing. We're going to take a little break now. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. PENradio@gmail.com. PENradio.com. Yeah, that lawyer has really good questions, but it still bugs me. 866-570-PEN. And that number is PEN because my name is PEN Gillette. Free FM, CBS Radio. Yeah, this is Pat Gillette on the Free FM CBS Radio. Sitting across from me is Michael Goudeau, and we're talking about this nutty case here of let me see if I can pull this up here. 866-570-PEN 7366. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. PENradio@gmail.com. PENradio.com. What you got, Goudeau?
Well, we're going to try to reach a judgment on this before the Supreme Court. They have 90 days. We're going to finish it now within 15-20 minutes here.
Yeah, okay.
They have 90 days still.
We have to work faster. There's no doubt about it. Now, they're trying to talk about, it's in front of the Supreme Court right now, and we just got a bunch of the stuff that's being argued. This woman, Maura Dolan, in the LA Times, has been following this case. I guess she's just sitting in there,
sitting in court.
In court, yeah. That's a good gig, I think.
You've been to court? Not a good gig.
Why is it overly broad? See, here's the problem that I was trying to, state to Holly, and isn't, it was one of our listeners that wrote this in, right? That if she is now to find out that one of the things she's doing is true, one of the things she's saying, claiming is true, and she has proof of that, she then has to go to court before she can say it.
Right.
And that's why prior restraint is dangerous. Is that right?
Yeah. If she somehow opens a window in the back and rats come flying out, she's not even allowed to scream, ah, rats. That's illegal. She has to go to court and get approval to shout, ah, rats.
Ah, rats. Okay. Okay. Let's take a few more calls here. This is Tim. What's up, Tim?
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well, thank you, Tim. How are you?
Very good. Been listening to your show for a while, and really enjoy it. You bring up some very interesting points.
Well, thank you.
I told your producer, phone screener, whatever it might be, I'm an ordained minister,
uh-huh.
So I am a Christian.
Sure.
I am Christianity, but the lady's a nut. She's going against even some Bible scriptures. According to the Bible, Jesus didn't boast about those kind of things. And it boggles my mind when people claim that they're Christians and they want to say, look at what I'm doing. That's totally, if you will, against the Bible.
Uh-huh. So how would you have, I mean, certainly the supposed Jesus, as we have supposed records of him, did do things that were against the law.
Right.
And, you know, the money lenders of the temple and so on. But how would you think if she were a good Christian and she was bothered by this bar, what would be her course?
Well, certainly what she's doing is not.
Okay. But do you have a proper course? If you were talking to her and she came to you for advice as a minister, what would you say to her besides, lady, you're a nut?
Right. Sister, you are a nut. You know, first thing is I would just tell her to pray. And secondly, myself, as I chose to use this name on your show to try to be anonymous, myself, quote, Tim, I'm not the judge of the world. So what people are going to do, they're going to do.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just don't. I was thinking when you were talking to the attorney, you were asking her some questions, and I was trying to finish up my lunch so I could try to make a phone call. But I don't know. I think she's talking about slander and things like that. So mm-hmm. She's really dealing with things that she shouldn't be dealing into. Things are going to happen, and it's just going to be the way it is. And, I mean, there's many scripture that I could tell her that talks about that.
Right. Well, but there's also the Christian philosophy that the Lord helps those who help themselves. And there's a strong tradition in Christianity of a proactive view. It's not just the sit back and pray. People have, in the name of Christianity, acted quite a bit.
She's gone out and got 400 signatures on a thing trying to bar expansion of this establishment, mm-hmm. and lost that battle. So, well, you know, so she did try legitimate means.
Yeah.
Although apparently was slandered during that time. So.
True, and that's good. I get that point too, but there's a when you cross that line and become a nut and a nuisance, uh-huh. if you will, that's just not what you're defeating your purpose. And there's a lot of people that I go to church with and in my circle of friends or whatever it might be that believe the same way. There's a particular scripture that says, "Don't cast your pearl before the swine."
Uh-huh.
So at, you know, at a certain point, you have to stop and say, "I did what I could." And if it's, as we would say as Christians, if I've done what the Lord has told me to do, I need to stop, because at some point I'm going to be, I'm going to be a nut, and then that's give a bad name to Christianity.
You know, I've read the Bible 3 times, and no time have I ever remembered that piece of scripture that says, do the Lord's will, but don't be a nut.
That's just a translation.
Translation difference. In the original Aramaic, it does say, do what the Lord says up to a point, but don't be a nut.
Right.
Moses came down with the Ten Commandments and said, okay, we're going to follow all of these, but don't be a nut about it. I mean, sure, do not covet your neighbor's wife, but that doesn't mean you can't really covet your neighbor's wife. I mean, don't be a nut about it. Moderation, all things.
That's right. Thou shalt not be a nut.
Well, I have
the 11th commandment.
Well, thanks a lot, the so-called Tim. That was the pastor called Tim.
Uh-huh. And we have another email that's, I think, very appropriate. What would Andy Griffith do?
What would Andy Griffith do?
W-W-A-G-D.
Well, I think what Andy Griffith would do, which I'm a much bigger follower of Andy Griffith than I am of Jesus. I think Andy Griffith would have a talk with a woman.
Yeah.
But it seems like having a talk with a woman.
That was scriptwriters. And she would go, oh, you know what? I see your point at the end of that, because it's a 30-minute show, and that's the way it's going to be.
They got 22 minutes. Actually, what Andy Griffith would do is have a spinoff, for the Andy Mayberry and the Nut. And the Nut here. That's the reason we can deal with nut Christians better than nut Muslims, because that moderation has now become built into the Christian system. You would not get that from the Bible, that kind of don't be a nut thing. The Bible in a lot of places has be a nut. I mean, that's really a big, mm-hmm. strong thing. One of the things I like about the Bible is the extremism of it, and that's one of the things, of course, that makes it very dangerous. Let's talk to – we got a lot of calls to get through. Let's talk to Bill. What's up, Bill? What's your solution?
I got the quickest solution for this. If I went about it doing it the right way, I'm from the South Side of Chicago. Yeah. How's it going?
Doing very well, thanks. How are you?
Love the show.
Thanks.
You know, the best way to handle this, if you try doing it the right way, the South Side of Chicago way would be, I just call one of my sisters, fly them down, and kick the snot out of her. And basically, if she shows up again, guess what? Hey, Sue, guess what? You got another free trip and free vacation? Kick the snot out of this girl again.
How many sisters do you have, Bill?
I've got 3 sisters.
Okay, so she gets 3 chances. She gets 3 chances of the
he
South Side
of Chicago way. He should be a farmer. Here's another really good suggestion. They should change the name of the bar to Crazy Ann's Village Inn. So it's Crazy Ann's Village Inn or Crazy Ann's Inn of Ill Repute. I mean, take advantage of her. Take a picture of her. Put her on the sign out front.
Yeah.
Make it so that it's a liability.
People come to see her. Well, that's another way. If you think that what this woman is doing is wrong and you're in L.A., go to Newport Beach and patronize the place. Go spend your money. If she can find out that she's actually helping them,
yeah.
That would be a cool thing.
Yeah, a lot of people showed up, started hanging out in her front yard. It'd make it really hard to rent that place out.
And if they started saying stuff like, if she thinks she hates our food, wait till she tastes our Molten Center chocolate fudge dessert. Let's start doing it that way. Yeah. When she's saying, you know, our oysters on the half shell will turn you into a lesbian. Just, you know, just any sort of ad you can do on that stuff, I think would be a good idea. Let's take another call. You were holding up your fingers, weren't you? Okay, yeah. Okay, let's talk to Jim. What's up, Jim?
How you guys doing?
Doing very well, thank you.
Okay, I think she's a vigilante because she is not deputized by anybody to say anything on that bar. If she has evidence, she should probably go to the county or whoever and turn it over. I don't think she's deputized to say anything.
But you don't need to be deputized to give your opinion.
Right, but I mean, she should go through the proper channels. I mean, that's like a vigilante.
Yeah, but that way, anyone who does any sort of speech that you don't agree with is automatically a vigilante by your definition. And that's the problem here is, you know, for those of us who believe strongly in the marketplace of ideas, these are the cases that really test us, you know. And the guy, and the person, I forget if it was a man or woman, who said someone standing outside of our theater. Oh, it was Patrick that said someone standing outside of our theater and yelling stuff. How would I feel about that? And that would test me very, very much. I would not like our business to be cut down like that. But the question is, you know, how do we protect people who are innocent, like the burly restaurant owner here, who I think sounds like a cool guy. How do we protect him while still allowing society's rights for freedom of speech? And that's kind of what we're dealing with on this damn thing. We take another call. Let's talk to Rich. What's up, Rich?
Hey, Ken. How you doing?
Doing very well, thank you. Yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great, doing great. Okay, yeah, my point on freedom of speech, the First Amendment, where it says freedom of speech, it does not say the freedom to be heard. Nobody needs to listen to what somebody's saying. And I think it's real important to allow people to express their point of view and have total freedom of speech, mm-hmm. but they also have to understand that maybe nobody's listening.
Exactly. Well, I think that really is the solution here. If we let nuts just scream anything they want, and then people have to get used to them. It's the same way I believe about abortion clinics. Anything that tries to silence people around abortion clinics is wrong. If you go get an abortion, you are going to hear people scream and show horrible pictures to you, and that's just part of the price you pay for living in a free society. Maybe we have to deal with nuts like Ann yelling stuff. Although I love everybody who's saying, you know, use it to your advantage. You know, call it Crazy Ann. That was your idea, wasn't it, Godot?
That was not mine. Someone emailed that.
And said,
I would like to take credit for that.
Call it Crazy Ann's.
Crazy Ann's Village Inn, and put a big picture of her up.
And name food after her and stuff.
That's right.
And then she would
the one she hates the most. I'll take the one she hates the most, please.
If you think the bar in itself is decadent, wait till you taste these desserts. You know, turn it into, because there's all sorts of, but see, the problem is that you've got the way they're describing the restaurant owner, mm-hmm. I've forgotten his name, isn't that awful?
He seems pretty pleasant. He's been really pleasant.
Really,
it seems
really
to me.
Pleasant. He doesn't want to bust her. He doesn't want to take her money. He just wants her to shut the hell up. Mm-hmm. Just shut up, you know?
And we have email from people saying, you know, a woman ranting outside a bar is enough, more than enough to keep them away. You know,
yeah.
If you go to a restaurant, there are people standing around,
sure.
going, you know, yelling.
Well, there are thousands of restaurants to go to.
Right.
So you're going out for a pleasant evening. If you want to sit, you know, at home, you can hear a nut rant. All you're gonna do, you know what I mean? All you're gonna do is turn on your radio every day to the Penn Jillette Show with Mike Godot, and you can hear a nut rant. There's no reason to go out to a restaurant to hear that kind of abuse. This is that's Michael Godot sitting across.
I'm over here.
The guy over there with the headphones and the glasses. That one's Michael Godot. This one over here is Penn Jillette. We're on the Free FM, and you know, you gotta love nuts, don't you?